slice it, it becomes sliced. Uh-huh. Then, of course, you can take a piece of side meat and put it in collard greens or turnip greens or peas or beans. Use that for a lot of and a lot of cooking for flavoring.
What do you call ground pork that's put into a casing?
Sausage.
Okay. And what do you call the man who cuts and sells meat?
Butcher.
Meat that isn't kept in the refrigerator might get...
rancid.
Okay, and what's another word?
Spoiled.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from the head of a hog and the blood and entrails and such like?
Hog liver. No, there's liver and sauce meat.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called hogshead cheese?
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Hogshead cheese. Yeah, hogshead cheese has some gelatin in it. They use the gelatin that comes from the feet.
Uh huh.
And add it it's kind of like a gelatin. I mean it's like cheese, and you slice it. Now, your sauce meat is crumbly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite sure. Well, I guess the difference would be that your sauce meat would be about the same as hogshead cheese without the
gelatin. Uh-huh. Okay. If butter is left out of the refrigerator, it becomes
rancid.
Okay. What do you call milk that's allowed to thicken?
Clabber.
And what kind of cheese is white with large curds and a lot of times people?
About as cheap.
To get the impurities out of milk, the dairyman has to pour it through something. He has to what the milk?
Strain it.
Okay. What are some desserts that are made out of apples?
Apple cobbler, apple sauce, apple jelly. I don't know whether they make a jam out of apple. No, I never heard of it. Apple turnovers, apple cake. That's about all I guess.
Well, is apple cobbler and apple pie different?
Yes, a cobbler is a pie. An apple pie is cooked in a pan on a crust with a crust over it, with a bottom and a crust over it. Mm-hmm. Apple cobbler is cooked with. You know what a dumpling is?
Yeah.
All right. You make up a dumpling dough. And you put your apples in your pan, and then put the dough, cover the dough.
Oh, do you roll out the dumpling dough so that it's flat?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then put your apples in your pot, and then you can crisscross your dumplings. Uh-huh. I mean the dough, or you just put it. Generally they do. And then you put it in the stove and bake it.
Uh huh. Well, so they taste pretty much the same then, don't they?
Oh, yeah. There wouldn't be much difference. They'd put a little something perhaps in your cobbler that you wouldn't put on a pie.
Uh-huh. And I guess is the cobbler a little bit juicier than the pie?
Oh, yes. Much more so.
Okay.
And Jenna would be eaten with cream or sweet milk.
Uh-huh.
Or if you had ice cream.
All the things that people eat, all different kinds of...
food.
What do you call a sweet liquid that's sometimes served with pudding? Not milk, but something else.
Sauce.
What do you call food that's taken between regular meals?
Snacks.
Okay. Did you eat? Yes, we...
we ate.
And how much have you...
eaten.
What's a hot black drink that's usually drunk with breakfast?
Coffee.
And if you were going to prepare some coffee, you'd say, now I'm going to... what, the coffee?
Boil the coffee.
If you'd been working out in the yard and you'd gotten thirsty, you might come in the house and go to the sink and get a
glass of water.
And if the glass fell on the floor and shattered, you'd say, oh dear, the glass is...
broken.
Okay. Did you drink any water? Yes, I...
drank some water.
How much water have you...
drunk.
How would you invite someone to be seated at the table, a guest?
You'll sit here. No, let's be seated.
Okay.
Would be the better...